And I'm saying to you, you might get off track from God. Don't feel condemned. Once you repent, that's it. I might condemn you, but God doesn't. So who am I? He told me to judge no man, amen? He told me to judge no man, amen? 17. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him, God says, if you believe on Jesus, my son, you're not condemned. But now those who don't believe are condemned already because they have not believed on the name of my son, Jesus. People do a lot of talking, but not a lot of living. The word. What amazes me, and we'll pray for a snake. Ms. Lorraine said she prayed for her cat, and that cat got healed. So we'll pray for a snake. Did you see that two-headed snake in the news? How many of you saw that two-headed snake in the news? Mm-hmm. But what amazes me, you have people that won't come to church except on holidays. And then they get here after the offering or wherever they go. I heard a child say this at school one day. I was substituting, asking about Mary. I don't know what name she used. She said, yes, she comes, but she'll never come until after they get through taking the offering. But when they have, and they won't come until after the offering, or when they do come, they have to use the tires to get the fingernails done or to get the car fixed, but they want you to pay this and that for them. And then they want you to pray for them. I don't understand that. But we will. We will. We will. We will. Amen. Y'all getting quiet on me, Bishop will say. I'm not going to tell Elisha to say amen. I'm going to tell you to say amen. So the word is true. 18. I want to get to these light scriptures. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men that love darkness rather than light, who is Jesus. He's talking about Jesus, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doth evil hateth the light, neither cometh the light to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the what? Light. That his deeds may be what? Manifest. And that they are what? Wrought in God. The Bible says, whatever you do, say, whatever I do all to the glory of God. God gave me that scripture when we were in Oklahoma and we had our friends living with us, and, you know, they weren't any problem in themselves, but I already had 5 children. I was pregnant with number 6. I just didn't need 2 extra people in my house, and none of us had any money. So I find myself grumbling sometimes, complaining, but God gave me that scripture, whatever you do, do to the glory of God. So it took away the grumbling and complaining. And that can take away your grumbling and complaining. God, are you pleased with this? No. Then don't do it. Don't say it. Amen. Shout hallelujah. I would be glad if Lucy had a mic. I'd get her to get you to shout hallelujah. I just love to hear her say, shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you hear that? Light 19, light again 19, light 20, light again 20. Light again, 21. So God, tell your neighbor, say, God is light. Say it again. God is light. I'm going to say it till I see everybody saying it. God is light. Say it again. God is light. Say it again. God is light. Say, Jesus is the light of the world. Say it again. Jesus is the light of the world. And then say, Jesus is the light of my life. So I am light in the world. And I want to share this with this revelation that I'm still studying. And I was trying to figure out where to go with this. And one thing that the Lord said, that he said, tell them to study the word and see if what you're saying is true. Are you listening? Study the word and see if what I'm saying is true. Now, you can't make up your mind. If you're going to bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and I admire Tim and Kelly and all of you who are bringing your children up in the admonition of the Lord, but I just mentioned here, I was looking. I said, I know we have more than two young boys. I was just saying that to myself. I know we have more than two young boys. But see, they're always there. They're always putting that word in them. And all of us have to do the same thing, always putting the word in them. Some of us think it's more important to get them the latest shoes and shirts and styles than it is to put the word in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish I could mute what I was about to say so I won't say it. Amen. Since it's going out. That's important, but that's not more important than God. Some of us think like that too, don't we? Amen? Nothing should be more important than God. Nothing. Withholding nothing. But God said to me as I was studying Genesis chapter 1, and I was reading it, and he said, put it in the first person. Genesis chapter 1:1. He said, put it in the first person, and then he talked to me a little bit, and then I'm going to go ahead and share what I believe the Lord would have me do. He said, in the beginning, I created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And my spirit, say God's spirit. But he said, my spirit moved upon the face of the waters. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
for your spirit. Hallelujah. And he said, and I said, let there be light. And there was light. And I saw the light that it was good. And I divided the light from the darkness. And I called the light day. And the darkness I called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And I was talking to the Lord on that. And he said, Cora, that light was me. He said, I said, I'm going to let myself appear as light in preparation for the man I'm going to create. So that all of light is me and all of darkness is the evil one. And so what God wants you to see is that from the very beginning, say from the very beginning, come on now, say it like you mean it. From the very beginning, God had me on his mind. Hallelujah. That's enough to dance and shout about. And I asked the Lord, I said, God, where were you when you created heaven and earth? In John 1:1, it says what? In the beginning was the what? And the word was? And the word? The same was in the beginning with God. He said, I was and am now everywhere. He's omnipresent is the word we use. He's everywhere at one time. He said, I always have been. I just began to show myself. He said, listen to what he said. And I'm saying, God, is this you? Am I making this up? And he's telling me, now, Corey, you couldn't have thought that. He said, when I said, let there be light, and I was, he said, I saw myself and I looked good. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Everybody, like you tell the children, turn your ears on. Children, tell the grown-ups. I need three or four small children. Come up front right quick. Come on, younger children. Do this. It doesn't matter. Right there. Turn around. Turn around. Come on. Do this. Do this. Say grown people, say, turn your ears on and listen up. All right. Glory to God.